just about every radio station in America is owned by some giant company. There's one in particular that is not the case. It's in the northern reaches of the lower peninsula of Michigan. Q100. Three frequencies at 94.5, 100.3, and 106.3. A rock station like no other. And they have me doing a show once a week called the Insane Asylum on the coveted midnight to 2 a.m. Sunday morning air shift. Yes. Anyway, I make the show, I write it, I put all the music together, and I host it, and I give it away for you to check out on my Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. So yeah, sure, you can listen to it on the radio, but I make it available on Patreon before it even airs and with no commercials. I'd like to give you a little free view of it right here. Check it out. And yeah, maybe it'll be a part of what you can add to your Patreon listening. If you just don't have enough stuff to listen to during the week with my free podcast, more is in store for you on the Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane for $5 or $10 a month. If you like it after 1 month, the Patreon, convert it to a yearly and I will take 10% off of the price. There you go. It's only right. All right, folks, I hope you enjoy this free view of The Insane Asylum.
The Insane Asylum with Eric Zane.
Yeah, well, there's not a sixth grader in the world that I can't beat up.
On Q100, the only place for rock and roll.
Marvin, what do you make of all this?
Man, I don't even have an opinion.
Well, you gotta have an opinion. I mean, do you think that God came down from heaven and stopped...
Oh, man.
Oh, man, I shot Marvin in the face.
Why did you do that?
Well, I didn't mean to do it. It was an
accident. All right, we've got big plans on this show today. I am excited, to say the least. Thank you so much for checking out the Insane Asylum. I am Eric Zane. We have JC's Tales from the Road at the end of segment three. Let's face it, that's why everybody's here. JC's Tales from the Road happens at the end of segment number three. I'm going to start you off with a band called... odd name... the Mooney Suzuki. I encountered these hippies somewhere. The song is called 99%. Part of the Insane Asylum on Q100.
Had a flash of mad inspiration. And just the best is the big tension. And you're swamped up in the complication. Just to-
They shot a movie once in my hometown. Everybody was in it for miles around. Out at the speedway, some kind of Elvis thing. Well, I ain't no movie star, but I can get behind anything. Yeah, I can get behind anything. Get it out, get it all out. Yeah, stretch that thing. Make it last, make it last. Least till the shop bell rings. Well, taxi driver, light till the rhythm. Out at the speedway, same Elvis thing. Well, I can't catch her, but I can get behind anything. Yeah, I can get behind anything.
Insane Asylum on Q100. Can't go wrong with the tragically hip Blow at High Dough. Last week on the Insane Asylum, I gave you JC's Tales from the Road. The tale involved at Pine Knob when JC insulted Bob Seger by asking him how much acid he drinks to get his voice like that. I guess a copy of the album Against the Wind was used as a weapon at some point during the altercation. JC writes this. Well, EZ, you have soft-pedaled this story. Bob and I have known each other for decades. For the most part, we are fine. It's his moron manager, Punch, who supposedly is menacing as Zeppelin's hulking Peter Grant. Ha! Punch did indeed hurl the album at me, then flailed at me like a 9-year-old child. I ended up putting him in a tool shed behind the Pine Knob Golf Club. Bob and I still chat. Punch and I, not so much. All right, so a little bit of an amendment to the story on JC's tale from the road. At the end of segment three, I've got another one. It involves Lenny Kravitz and an embarrassing story that has led to Lenny always performing in bare feet when he's on stage. JC has a lot to do with that. More coming up. I'll feature Clutch coming up next, part of the Insane Asylum on Q100. Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device. All right, rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God, this is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys, and you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes, they walk up to the door, they punch it in, the door unlocks, in they go. And, of course, it's a video camera, so it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/video lock. eufyofficial.com/video lock. Hey, Hot Voice, is it hard trying to act like you're not in love with me?
Yeah.
That's right.
The Insane Asylum with Eric Zane on Q100.
And no, you cannot have my number.
The only place for rock and roll.
To amuse your fans and act all urban to jack up your sound scheme. What's the matter with you? How come you rhyme monosyllabically? Is atrophy shrinking your entire vocabulary? Your style's like garbage cans meant to be taken out on a weekly basis. Ever since your first record, you've been in a state of suspended animation. You look like Snuffleupagus and Australopithecus, me crazy abacus. Enough about you, let's talk about me and how single-handedly I redefine the science of radio astronomy. Making Nobel Prize winners question the notions of reality. Oh, but I digress. You play sorry, I play chess. King's pawn, need free checkmate. Go get some Percocets. Someone hit, oh my bad, I didn't know you were lactose intolerant. Makes your ass gas, frightens all the girls away. Only friends you keep are those you pay. Always on the ready for the wax snack attack. I carry sandwiches around in a straight-edge style dance bar backpack. Got the gadget, Q-gate bomb, control your mind, make you jump in a pond. Go quack quack and flap your arms, leave you confused but completely unharmed.
Can't hit.
I'm ashamed to admit that I've been fooled by the seductions of violence. People walking around with ugly auras. At times I've even tempted to seek the advice of Dr. Laura, but I ignore her. And I take a deep breath and count to ten. Ain't gonna let it get under my skin. Take a deep breath and count to ten. Think of all the nice places that I've been. Like back when I was waging peace against the bits of goss. I was true to the ancient mysteries by a wise and philosoph. From the polyrhythm of celestial time. Wait for one to come to get it done.
Oh, Mr. Mojo Rising. 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 Got to keep on rising. Mr. Mojo 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 Rising. Keep on rising. Keep on rising. Rising, rising. Rising.
Love it. The Doors. Outtake. L.A. Woman. It's the Insane Asylum on Q100. The only place for rock and roll. Rocking that clutch in front of that. Careful with that mic. It's the Insane Asylum on Q100. So glad to be here. Download the app. WQON on the App Store. And great things will happen to you. Great things are going to happen to you as well. Well, maybe. Actually, terrible things. Nothing good about JC's Tales from the Road. This drunkard calls me up random hours, usually late at night, and tells me things that he has no recollection of later. I will share the next one with you coming up at the end of segment number 3. Our very own JC and how he started something in a weird way for Lenny Kravitz. There's a reason why Lenny Kravitz only performs on stage barefoot. It's because of JC. I will get to that at the end of segment number 3, which happens next. I'll kick it off with one from Garbage next, part of the Insane Asylum on Q100. That's going to do it. My free view of the Insane Asylum, the full show, happens weekly on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks so much for checking this out. Bye-bye.